I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you along for City Cafe. Years ago, George Packer's book, The Assassin's Gate, took him to the streets of Baghdad in the middle of the Iraq War. Packer's most recent focus is another dire situation, and it's in our own country. Packer is in Atlanta this week to talk about his book and to preview this along with other author appearances for the coming week, the AJC Decatur Book Festival's Darren Wong. Welcome back.
Great to see you again, John. So many people probably know George Packer from his fantastic pieces that run regularly in the New Yorker. He's kind of their political go-to guy. But with The Unwinding, he's taking on the kind of crumbling of the fabric of America. The central idea is that once upon a time in the country, there was a communal sense that we gave up a certain amount of freedom to ensure a certain communal good. And from that came the sense that generation after generation, things would get better for us. Mm-hmm. The next generation would do better. And his sense is the stress of freedom of every form has rent the fabric, you know, of American culture. Just some really telling stories and analysis of how we're changing as a society and a hope towards a rebuilding of something.
And he even delves into organizations that were really strong and central in people's lives as recently as the middle part of the 20th century. Churches, clubs like Rotary Club, Masons.
Yeah. In some ways, it's an unofficial sequel to Robert Putnam's Bowling Alone, which is kind of a seminal work that looked at issues around the idea of this dissolution of social organizations.
And Darren, George Packer is appearing at the Carter Library.
Yeah, this is Wednesday night, and the book is The Unwinding, The Inner History of the New America. And there is a disclosure here, the Decatur Book Festival is a sponsor of this event.
When our next visiting author was born in 1947, autism had only just been named. Today, Temple Grandin is one of the world's best-known adults with the condition.
Yeah, I mean, she's so famous, she's been portrayed by Claire Danes in an mm-hmm. HBO movie.
I know there are a lot of things I can't understand, but I still want my life to have meaning.
She's kind of been the leader in the movement towards a humane housing of stock animals. Her previous three books have kind of focused on the experience of the autistic person. This is her fourth book. Temple Grandin takes on more of kind of the hard science of autism.
She even includes images of her own brain scans.
Yeah, she compares it against a sample of what we would refer to as normal images and, you know, points out those discrepancies and what those could mean. It's really a pretty fine survey of the science as we know it. And Temple Grandin is going to be at the First Baptist Church in Decatur. That is also Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
Darren, Neil Gaiman is a prolific writer for both adults and children and has been awarded for such Newbery and Carnegie medals to his credit. And the author is out now with his first adult novel in 8 years or so.
Neil Gaiman is a phenomenally popular author. The Ocean at the End of the Lane is the name of this new book. The narrator, a 7-year-old boy, watches as the family's lodger steals their car and kills himself. This act of suicide, though, kind of unleashes dark primal forces into the world.
And sort of opens a portal of such.
Yeah, he finds refuge with these three women that live at the end of the lane. One of them insists that her duck pond is a portal to the ocean, while the older one speaks about the Big Bang of the universe in first person.
Oh, as if yeah. She were present.
Yeah, it's kind of this fantastic way that Neil Gaiman has of bringing myth and science and terror and horror all together in a fantastic amalgam of storytelling. This event is at Agnes Scott College on Saturday night. The name of the book, again, is The Ocean at the End of the Lane, and the author is Neil Gaiman.
Darren, the great authors are continuing to come our way. My fingers are crossed that we have quite a summer ahead of us.
It's looking that way.
For more information about any of these literary events for the coming week, visit us online. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.